welcome. Welcome to Lugano Peakhurst Uniting Online Church Service on this Sunday, the 16th of August 2020. My name is Laurie Bull and I'm a member of this church. I'll be leading and speaking today. Later in the service, Victor is going to read the Bible and Gloria will be leading us in prayers. Today, I'm going to ask the question, what is your concept of God? Some people might see God as a sort of universal benevolent power, or perhaps as an old man with a white beard sitting on a throne. While others just think that God is just Santa Claus for adults. A clockmaker theory suggests that whilst God may have created the universe, he is now not actively involved in it. Just as a clockmaker makes a clock, which then operates independently of its maker. Karl Marx, one of the inventors of communism, suggested that religion, and therefore God, is actually the opium of the people, and that the concept of religion and God was constructed by powerful people in order to more easily control other people. The statement God is dead was first made in the 1880s to express the idea that the Enlightenment had eliminated the possibility of the existence of God. And of course this concept was repopularised in the 1960s. Sometimes our concept of God is created by circumstances that happen to us. We might exclaim, why did God let this happen? I remember many years ago a young family. Their two-year-old son climbed a child-proof fence and drowned in their backyard swimming pool. When I arrived at the home, one family member was crying out in anguish. Why did God let this happen? Last year, after a few months' illness, our son-in-law died. He was only 50 years old. After this song, I'll tell you how his unexpected illness and death affected my concept of God. Our first song is Open the Eyes of My Heart. It is a cry of a person who dearly wants to connect with God. Let's listen, sing, or hum along.
To see you high and lifted up,
I mentioned before that last year our son-in-law died. He was an intelligent man and in the prime of his life. He was a leader in his chosen field of education. Out of the blue, he started to become unsteady on his feet. After multiple visits to doctors, our son-in-law was diagnosed with having a serious brain disease. He had to stop work. In a couple of months, he was confined to a wheelchair and eventually to a bed. About 4 months after our son-in-law first noticed a problem, he had died. He left a wife and 3 young children. When my wife and I first learned of our son-in-law's illness, we began to pray for a miracle. In fact, we prayed for 2 miracles. Our first prayer was that our son-in-law would respond positively to God's love for him. The second miracle that we prayed was that he would be healed. This would have indeed been a miracle, since no one has ever been cured of this disease. Many family and friends joined us in praying for our son-in-law. I can honestly say that my wife and I have never prayed harder or longer for anything in our lives. I searched the Bible and found many instances of the supernatural intervention of God, even to the raising back to life of people who had died. One night we held a special prayer meeting for our son-in-law. One of our friends later told us that they had continued to pray for him until midnight that night. 30 minutes after our friend had finished praying, our son-in-law passed away. Our immediate focus was naturally to support the close family. But in the subsequent days, I was confused and bewildered. I felt that God had been telling myself and others that both of our prayers would be positively answered. Now our son-in-law was dead. Some days later, 2 godly women separately told me that they believed that before he had passed away, our son-in-law had responded positively to God's love. I trust these godly women and accept what they told me. However, I was still confused and bewildered. I hammered God with questions, mainly, why? After a while, 3 simple words came into my mind. These words are, God is good. I believe God implanted this thought into my mind. Whilst he did not specifically answer my questions, it did give me peace of mind and a renewed confidence in my Heavenly Father. Of course, we are still walking through all the issues arising out of this untimely loss. But for me personally, I can tell you that my concept of God can be summarised in those 3 simple words, God is good. In a moment, I'm going to tell you about a young man I know of who, over many years, experienced one terrible catastrophe after another. As a young man, there was a contract put out on his life, and then he was forced to live as a slave. Later, this man was wrongly accused of a crime and subsequently thrown into jail. When he was finally released, what do you think his concept of justice and of God was? We'll find out shortly.
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
I mentioned before about a young man that I know of. He was the favourite of his father and of course was given preferential treatment. He was proud and naturally revelled in his special status. Of course, this caused jealousy amongst his many siblings. They looked for a way to get even and hatched a plot to kill him. At the last minute, they offloaded him to some travelling salesmen, who forced the young man to work for them for nothing in a slave-like existence. The travellers then passed him on, like any piece of merchandise, to a rich businessman, and he began to work for him. Now, the businessman was away a lot, and his wife was lonely. The wife began to admire the young man and thought sleeping with him would spice up her dull life. She made all the plans and the arrangements, but when the time came, he didn't want to do it. She was furious. She had been rejected. When her husband returned home, she convinced him that the young man had actually attempted to rape her. Even though he protested his innocence, at the end of the legal proceedings, the young man ended up in jail. In prison, he began to help out, and when one of the other inmates was released, this other inmate promised to put in a good word with him, with the authorities. In spite of his promise and good intentions, as soon as he was released, the other inmate promptly forgot about his co-prisoner. Some years later, however, through an unusual set of circumstances, the man was able to provide significant services to the government of the day and was released from jail and even promoted to a high and powerful position in the government. The climax of our story today comes when, through another set of circumstances, this now all-powerful man confronts face to face the people who had plotted his murder. Now the tables were turned, and the men who had planned his death, they knew it. He had them all in the palm of his hand. What vengeance was he going to exact upon them? We find the answer to these questions in today's Bible reading that Victor will read to us in a moment. After the Bible reading, Gloria is going to lead us in prayer.
Good morning, everybody. Today's reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 45, verse 1 to 8. Joseph couldn't hold himself in any longer, keeping up a front before all his attendants. He cried out, "Leave, clear out everyone." So there was no one with Joseph when he identified himself to his brothers. But his sobbing was so violent that the Egyptians couldn't help but hear him. The news was soon reported to Pharaoh's palace. Joseph spoke to his brothers, "I'm Joseph. Is my father really still alive?" But his brothers couldn't say a word. They were speechless. They couldn't believe what they were hearing and seeing. "Come closer to me," Joseph said to his brothers. They came closer. "I'm Joseph, your brother whom you sold into Egypt. But don't feel badly. Don't blame yourselves for selling me. God was behind it. God sent me here ahead of you to save lives. There has been a famine in the land now for 2 years. The famines will continue for 5 more years, neither plowing or harvesting. God sent me on ahead to pave the way and make sure there was a remnant in the land to save your lives, an amazing act of deliverance. So you see, it wasn't you who sent me here, but God. He set me in place as a father to Pharaoh, put me in charge of his personal affairs, and make me rulers of all Egypt.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Gloria, and it's now our time to bring our prayers to others, to our loving Heavenly Father. You know, no matter what is happening all around us, what burdens we may be carrying, what health problems we may be experiencing, or what heartache we might be feeling, we give thanks, Heavenly Father, that in you we have the support we need. Thank you for being our firm rock on which we can depend. You are indeed a great God. Thank you. We show our love and caring for others by praying for them. And I read this passage from Numbers 6, 24 to 26, that I thought was a caring prayer that we can pray for our family, our church family, for our friends and neighbours. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favour and give you peace. Certainly, they are heartfelt thoughts for those we love and care about. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that during this difficult time of not actually meeting together, our great production team at Lugano Peakhurst Uniting Church makes sure we can see, hear and read the weekly message, making sure we still feel connected and a sense of belonging. Loving Father, we thank you and pray for blessings for Ilung and Chun and the family, for Natalie and the family, the church council and all the churches in our local area. Throughout the world, there are many disasters happening, causing great grief and suffering. We offer our prayers for all those in such difficult situations. Please bless them with your love and strength. We continue to pray for all suffering the effects of the virus, those with health problems, those who are without work, those with business problems, and the many who are feeling anxious and having difficulty coping. Please surround them with your love and strength and caring, compassionate friends. Thank you for all the hard-working health carers. Please keep them safe. We continue to pray for Elizabeth to feel your presence and for her family as they care for her. We also look forward to soon being able to meet and greet one another. Plenty of smiles, but no hugs. Thank you, loving Father, for the encouragement of answered prayers. Our darling Max is taking more and more steps by himself, and Barbara Marshall has a new phone that enables her to make calls. Great technology. Thanks be to God. Thank you for hearing our prayers. We know you will answer in your way and in your time. In Jesus' most precious name, our Saviour and our Redeemer. Amen.
So, may I ask you, what is your concept of God? Do you think that the idea of God's existence is simply a figment of the imagination for weak-minded people? Or do you think that he is some sort of vague, benevolent, universal power? Maybe you think he's like the clockmaker. God created the world but has no personal ongoing interest in either you or anyone else on earth. Alternatively, you may have completely rejected or deadened any influence of God in your life. The good book tells us that we are made in the image of God. We also read in the first book in the Bible that Adam and Eve renewed their connection with God every day. You've probably heard the saying, use it or lose it. Of course, this saying is often used in relation to the need for ongoing physical and mental activity by older people. But I think the same principle applies to our relationship with God. As we deaden our hearts and our minds to God, it becomes harder and harder for Him to connect with us. God wants to give hope to each one of us, and all of us can do with hope and encouragement during this time of pandemic. Can I encourage you to connect or to reconnect with God today? You may know the story of the prodigal son. When the son turned back to his father, the father ran to him with open arms. So it is with our relationship with God. As we draw closer to him, he reveals more of himself to us. And then, in the midst of all the unpredictability of life, we will be able to affirm that God is good. Amen. Please join with me as together we sing, hum, or just listen to this next song.
Streams of abundance flow.
These are today's announcements. There are two birthdays that I know about amongst LPUC members during the last week. Jean on the 14th and Beverly on the 15th. If I missed your birthday, then happy birthday to you as well. There will be another virtual morning tea around 11:15 a.m. this morning after this online church. Zoom will be open from 11. Some exciting news that next Sunday, the 23rd, there will be messy church at home. Jan and Natalie will be demonstrating craft ideas that you will then be able to make at home. We look forward to seeing the fun new things that they'll come up with. And of course, don't forget to take a photo of what you made and send it in to Jan and Natalie. The Church Council is continuing to monitor the coronavirus situation, and we're aiming to return to worship in person in 2 weeks' time, on Sunday the 30th of August. Please continue to pray for the Church Council and especially for an end to this pandemic. This is the end of today's online church. If you would like to connect with us or simply have a question or inquiry, please contact me via email or mobile on the bottom of the screen. Thank you for your participation in today's online service. Thanks also to the many people who made this service possible. During this week, I pray that your concept of God develops further and that we all become more aware of how good God is. God bless you. Hope to connect with you next week. I got no worries. Me.